Thank you for choosing nimbimradiomedia.libsyn, our preferred website for community radio NIMFM in Nimbim, Eastern Australia. Welcome to scan.org. This week features two contributions. First off, Andy about the Australia Day here in this country, 26th of January. Lots of people celebrating lots of different things. And then followed by a conversation about world affairs, particularly the rattle and rabble of the wobbly leadership in the United States. So stay tuned, enjoy the program. What will the nation do, will the people in Australia do this year on Australia Day, January 26th?
Well, we'll be celebrating, mate. Here in Nimbin, we'll be having a little citizenship ceremony for all the non-Australians. We make them, turn them into Australians.
Mm. And if not?
Well, they just have to now, mate. Otherwise, you get deported.
Compulsory,
mate.
Yeah.
You get deported to wherever we want to send you. Anyway, and then we'll be going down during the day. We'll be having nice Aussie barbecue platypus, koalas, stuff like that.
Joy flight.
Joy flights. We'll be having joy flights all day, mate. As soon as the citizenship ceremony. Cruising. We're going to go down the later on in the evening. We'll head down to the Cullen Street Bridge there, where we've had pyrotechnics experts, you know, setting stuff up for the last month.
What about fishing in those?
There is a fishing tournament just downstream. We'll be after it's that time of the year where the salmon come up and the tuna come up. No, salmon come up to spawn.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll be just dodging the bears and that, and just trying to catch some salmon. Yeah.
So there's no worry about any funnel web attacks coming here on the sort of.
No, look, mate, it's Australia Day. No, it's Australia Day. We have a truce. On that day, no funnel webs will bite an Australian citizen. Yeah. That's what actually keeps the citizenship numbers full.
Right. Yeah. Well, I went earlier out on the street and asked white people whether they go to the Tender Embassy gathering on 26th of January, what the Aboriginal people are doing. Mm-hmm. Most of the people even don't bother, they don't want to go. So that could be actually an advantage for them to first time enter the parliament without violence, actually peacefully entering the parliament.
I've heard a rumour that, yeah, while all the politicians are out of Canberra for the day, the Aborigines will be all, you know, staging en masse. They'll be down there.
Yeah.
And the white people I've spoken to, we all agree we should just give the Aborigines Canberra, the whole lot.
And what about economising Australia Day with having a floating cricket pitch and barbecue and...
That's called Nauru. And yeah, we'll be going there. That'll be a nice day down
impulse,
the water.
With impulse driving.
Impulse driving. Mm. We're going to have a downtown duty free set up at the edge of the island there. And it's going to be a great day. I mean, the rules, Nauru cricket rules.
1,700 cells ready, waiting for you to accommodate.
No, we've got all that. We flatten all that for the cricket game, and we just give them more money. They build new ones, because they need the money.
Yeah.
But, it's great when they do Nauru up as a cricket pitch. It's bloody great, mate. You know,
is that still Australia?
Yeah. I mean, they call themselves Nauru, but we own their ass, mate. They owe so much money. Them, Kiribati, all them, mate, they owe us.
They apply to come here.
They're like Mexico. They're like our little Mexico.
Yeah, they're asking to come here because they get flooded.
Yeah, mate. Well, that's not our fault, mate. Yeah. It's because there's so much population there. They've sunk the island, mate. It's not the water coming up. They've sunk the island. Have you seen the size of them people there?
They eat too much. Yeah, they're too heavy.
Too much sago.
Put too much gravitation onto that poor little island there.
Yeah.
It brings up topics which are unexpected, you know. If there's
mate.
Stand on the island, sink it, we make a tsunami coming here to Bacon Bay.
Yeah, if there's a tsunami coming, there's little things pop up out of the ground and the life jackets, and you just put them on.
Yeah.
So and off you go, next thing you stop, next stop Bowen, Queensland.
One thing I like on tsunamis is Robertson hasn't tried them yet. That's not his domain, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a funny bugger, but
he sits there with a stick with a wand and trying to talk to God and try, okay, we get a bloody tsunami over Houston, you know, and they can't get it done. They haven't got the technique.
It's so funny, that I know.
The tsunami technique is other people's skill, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, only so many people can do it. Imagine, you know, like if everyone could do tsunami just like that. Oh, you just wouldn't do it.
They call them different names everywhere, those other rainy things.
Tsunami, they call
them. The free water they send all around the places, like Katrina and here in Nimbim now.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they had been ready.
Hey, Sato, can you hear that? You don't need to build a desalination plant. You can have all the free water from Nimbim in the future.
Yeah, Yeah, we can send a bit of water
down
there.
Don't pull wool over their eyes down there in Sydney. Be honest, man. Take all good water here.
Yeah. No, we could run a few hoses down along the highway there, get Nilex or someone to sponsor them.
Yeah,
you could ship it down here. Yeah. You'd like a bundle of like 10 garden hoses.
Then you have no problem
to
make...
heaps of water, mate.
Yeah, and then they have no problem to make water hash, and there's no shortage.
No, that's right.
Such thing as scarcity in this country.
No, or scarcity. Yeah.
And
scarcity.
And
scarcity.
And scariness.
Scariness.
Yeah, alertness.
Hi, Barry. Good to meet you again. I think this is an inconspicuous enough spot here because, you know, we don't want to be seen here together in public.
yes, I do understand that part, Norm. So what have you got for us?
Well, Barry, we are all pals, so this has to be just with you and me, you understand? And I have no doubt that you, coming from a long-standing corporate dynasty, understand the implications when there are some changes are about to come.
Yes, well, I'm a bit anxious about that, you know. I'd like to hear a bit more.
Relax, Barry, relax. You will be all right. Others, I'm afraid, may not have this kind of luxury of assurance.
Norm, so what are you getting at, actually?
Well, Barry, as you may know, the situation with our friends overseas is quite deteriorating at the present.
Thinking of changing course in Iraq, is the ministry just what do you mean?
No. It's not in Iraq. It's about Washington and Capitol Hill, and the whole country is bubbly, and their elections are coming up sooner than we really wished, my God.
Oh, my goodness. And, the polls are showing unpopularity.
Yes, and the current administration is possibly trying a last-ditch effort with some possible replacements on the front stage. Trying whole armies of re-educated, compassionate Republican volunteers all over the American electorates, collecting loyalty like the honeybees on a frosty spring morning after 6 months of hibernation.
Front stage?
Yeah, well, Condoleezza Rice could try, for instance, particularly as a first defense of the attempts of Hillary Clinton to ascend to prominence.
Dick Cheney is kept in a Faraday cage?
No. He's not. Barry, it's a 100% shielded room, preventing any electromagnetic interference with his heart pacemaker. And he is on the way out. So our Empire Commander-in-Chief is all by himself now. And he can't be re-elected, as you may know.
Well, Arnold will be our new loyal spearhead if Condoleezza loses against Hillary.
Hillary on the primaries, but Arnold is not really... We have to twiddle with the Constitution, but fortunately has been taken care of by the addition of the latest Supreme Court appointment. So I hope these bloody idiots stay long enough in the position. Anyway, it's about a drawback to have always to pull these really old people out of the sea of the ranks. Before you finish your drink, they are knocked off by scandals or diminishing brain function or sheer old age death.
So how will all this play out, according to your sources anyway?
Well, all those on the Supreme Court, plus this new guy, Alito, will make sure that Arnie is electable, you know. And furthermore, being 30 years in my office, the permanent government of Australia, I can assure you that my nose is smelling some winds of change with our Prime Minister moving up to Washington to replace Dick Cheney and assist Arnold in his candidate, in this campaign.
John Howard, man of steel.
Well, I guess America needs always some brainless idiot at the top to lead, but this time round, it might need also a man with a cunning brain.
Well, yes, Norm, I do understand that. This would be a necessary component of any change in leadership.
Demonstrably, our Prime Minister here in this branch office of the Empire has shown America and the world what he's made up of, and that he cannot be bent that easy. And so, well, in this outpost where you and me are put into the control of the major industry, we'll have no problems. We will have no problems, but just relax, Barry. It will be a different thing, though, for most of our population here.
Barry, yes. Well, that sounds very interesting. What?
Well, you remember, we took the doctors away, then we took the teachers away, so we put Carrie Packer into charge of educating the population of this country.
Yes.
And now we're ready. We don't even need to pull the wool over their eyes anymore. They're that easy, re-educated already, that I reckon the white population is easily accepting a transfer to New Zealand, and all the other people will go and have to go back to their original home where they came from once.
Yes, well, of course, that would be the policy.
Okay, well, then I'll ask you, Barry, as an old pal, can you show your grace and work on the details and include which industries will remain and how many and the necessary facilities to run this show for the Empire? After all, you are the top man for the job.
Barry, yes, well, I think that, that's an amazing assessment on your part. What do you really think? Do you think that's possible?
I'm fully convinced. You could just make us a good proposal, highlight the removed parts of the Australian infrastructure and population, so that my department can work out the, we call it People's Free Movement Plan.
Yes, well, we need plans, and we have to work from a plan. We, in industry, of course, plans are essential. So I'm quite understanding of your need for plans.
Well, I know, I do understand what you do. Me working on the same parameters, plans are always there to divert the snoopiness and curiosity of other subordinates who try to spy on.
Well, you have a plan and you have a blueprint.
So, we have a blueprint, we have a plan, but what we really do, we don't document that at all.
Of course not.
And however, I may remind you of the absolute need of confidentiality about this.
Look, I am completely and absolutely secure in anything like that. Whatever comes to me stays with me, as Norm. It goes no further.
Yeah, don't do the silly thing what Kenneth Lay did in Enron and like trying to rip off Californian economy to the tune of several billion dollars and pocketing $200 million for himself. Clever Dick, but he failed.
He failed. No, I mean, if he'd succeeded, good luck to him.
He showed off. That's why he failed. He made a mistake.
No, we won't make that mistake, will we?
Well, Barry, though I'm your pal, you forgot to discreetly pass on that check envelope to convince my government that you will be the right man to finish off Australia.
If it's not finished off already, So, here.
Well, thank you. I have never touched this. I don't know what you're giving me. That is the game, you understand?
Yes.
Well, I'll give you a... I'll forward you some email on the 512-bit encryption, so you will find the results of our discussions documented in the usual form, which no one else understands than us. So.
Well, as usual, our meetings are usually very fruitful and quite auspicious.
Can't look forward to have empty beaches again in a country which has been cleansed, and it's just run by people like us, a few of them, aren't it?
Yes, well, that is the plan.
Well, thank you for listening. You heard Andy commenting on this year's Australia Day celebration, January 26th, and then Graham and myself readjusting ourselves for a new kind of Australia as part of the Empire under new circumstances. So I hope you stay alive and happy to witness the changes the White House has in store for us. Catch you next time. My name is Martin, scare.org signing off.